The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. You know who you are. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. We have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's kept put on the front page.
What's that?
It just went on the front page of WND. It wasn't last night. Now it's on the front page today.
Oh, yeah. He moved that around, I guess. I just read that. Yeah. Talking about our article on WND. Yeah. Front page. Well, it's interesting because the response was outstanding.
Yes. Let me read some of that.
First things first. Yep. So you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Yes, the lily has been painted, and yes, the gold has been gilded. Boy, just when you didn't think you could make it any more attractive.
It got better.
It got better. Woo! It really did. A lot of times when you see that or you hear that, new improved, it's like, wait a second, I thought your product that you were selling before was the best of the best. Now it's new and improved. Well, folks, we really can tell you it's new and improved.
Yes.
And it was hard to up the ante on this last website we had, but they did it. And if you'd like to check it out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, like us. If you would, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and or follow me on my new Facebook page. It's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, and or follow me on my Twitter accounts and get involved in the contention that takes place because we're great at starting those catfights. Because people know the truth to be the truth. Yeah. And, folks, you know what? The Bible says in the New Testament, it says that we contend for the faith. Mm-hmm. And we need to contend for the faith. And in that affliction, win the day. And how do you win the day? You stand your ground. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. But again, friends, if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, go ahead. You're going to get caught up in a little bit of a battle. It's a good thing, though. Again, that's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And yes, the phone lines are accessible. We got some phone calls coming up right now. Do they know what we're talking about?
I hope so.
Let's just say, David, you got Bradley and Jake.
Bring them out.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What do you got going on, brother, from another mother?
Hi, I'm just, I was just hearing about North Korea and the whole escalation on the Alex Jones show, and I just had this theory that just blew my mind. I mean, it's like, why do they even need to attack us with missiles? They do have bioweapons. Couldn't they just have the antidote and the weapon and just attack themselves and just spread it from there?
I suppose that's a possibility. But you know what I think the problem is right now is that we got a diversion again. North Korea, no doubt about it, North Korea, South Korea, we've been involved in that conflict before. The UN, I don't know if I would say the word suckered us into it. My grandfather was over there. Bradley, I think your father was over there.
Are you going back in the... Yeah, my dad was picking up body parts out the waters in Korea. Yep.
So, but the purpose is, okay, we've got two different cultures over there, ours and theirs, and you've got people threatening the liberty of other people. It's happening every day on a daily basis. Are our armed forces, have we declared war over there in Korea? Well, no, Congress hasn't done that. Why in the world are we playing the policemen all over the world?
Yeah, that's right.
You got a really bad connection going on, David. All right, well, we'll pick him up if he calls back. No, no, great point. Jake, you were just sharing yesterday in your constitutional course that Congress has not brought forth an agreement with the voice of the people, that's who Congress is, to go to war since 1944.
Yeah, it was World War II. That was the last time the Congress declared war and Roosevelt signed it.
Yeah, can I make a, I want to make a spiritual distinction really quick just so people can get this. All wars are not God's wars. If you go to Hosea 8, there's the Lord's wars and there's man's wars. Yeah. So you're telling me back in 1944, that was the last time Congress actually came together at bringing forth a war in agreement with what was going on.
That's right.
That tells me who was behind that.
Exactly.
But since then, you're telling me Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Desert Storm, whatever the case is, Iraq, you're telling me not one has been approved by the Congress.
No, it hasn't been declared war. When the Congress does is they get to blame the executive office. And this is what you see in the book of Deuteronomy when God told us who we should set as a king over us. In other words, an executive commander. It's one who is of his own brethren, one of your own brethren. In other words, an American citizen. Obviously, there's a strong possibility we don't have that in this country. And for sure, he doesn't share the ideology of us as our brother. But secondly, why is he sending out there not to multiply horses unto themselves to gain wealth?
Yeah.
Well, what are these people doing when they're warmongering across the world?
Now you're in Deuteronomy 17.
That's right.
Okay.
What are they doing? God said, don't allow them to do that. And that's exactly what they're doing. And the Congress gives them a pass on this, which is completely unconstitutional.
Well, it shows you how compromised Congress is that they allow them to be overridden by this president in the first place. And David, we got you back.
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, what was your point, though?
Well, all these wars are just farces because they create the problem and they offer the solution.
That's right.
The Hegelian dialect.
There you go.
And if you read Bradley's column last week, that's exactly what it is. That's all political, what would you say, their policies or their agendas now. That's what they do. They
it's bring circular reason. It's rhetorical. It's garbage. You know what's interesting about all of this, David? I just had someone text me not too long ago, and he was kind of, there was a little picture of a boy on the screen, and he was receiving his daddy's flag, and he died in a foreign war, ratifying the Constitution of the United States. And then what this guy did is I said, who's going to stand up for this little boy? And then what he did is, he comes back, this friend of mine, and he says back to me, he said, Bradley, he goes, you know, they're fighting for the government's policies and so on and so forth. And I said, but wait a second, where does the government derive their just powers from? The consent of the governed. Who's the consent of the governed? We are the governed, and they only do what we allow them to do. So if they're doing it, we have to take responsibility and deal with
them.
There's
the answer.
Yep, there it is.
That's why I feel sorry for anyone in my generation. I'm 24 now.
Yep. You got about 10 seconds.
And anyone going into war now, it's for false reasons. We don't need to be in the foreign countries.
Well, remember,
protect ourselves.
Yes, Henry Kissinger said that.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and, of course, a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-888-888-8888. 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, what I was saying right before the break, we had David from Washington call in. And I just told him what I had seen on Facebook, and it was a picture of a little boy. And he was being handed his daddy's flag because he died fighting foreign wars. Of course, unconstitutional. But that's not what his daddy swore to uphold. His daddy swore to uphold the Constitution. And I said, who's going to look out for this little man? And then I put, I am, exclamation point. And then I get an email or a text back from one of my friends, and he says to me, Bradley, these are dying for, you know, the government's yeah. policy and political wars. And I said to him, I said, well, let me ask you the question. I said, where do they derive their just powers from? From the consent of the governed. Who is the governed? We are. Who is Congress? The voice of the people. So if our boys go over to fight unconstitutional wars, who's allowing them to go in the first place? The 312 million people that are responsible for the 545. So where does the responsibility lie?
Right here.
At whose feet? The American people. Nothing was said after that, of course. And I said right before the break, I want people to hear this carefully. I love the military. I love our boys and our women over there doing what they're doing. But as Jake pointed out earlier, that it's not our job to police the world. We don't have the power to do that.
Yeah.
We don't have the authority to do that. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. It's unlawful. Whatever you want to say. We're not appointed by God to police the world, first and foremost. But Henry Kissinger, this is what I want you to hear. The pedophile Henry Kissinger that sits next to Obama said that our military are stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. He called your military, sitting right next to Barack Hussein Obama, he said this. He said that your boys, your military, America, are only stupid animals to be used for foreign policy. Now, whose responsibility do you think, who do you think should take responsibility for an accusation or a charge or a statement from someone sitting right next to Barack Hussein Obama?
Right.
You.
Yeah.
You are. And so in saying that, friends, the way that we're going to preserve our republic is by standing up and fighting for our republic. And the question that I want to lay to those that are listening right now, friends, we have no reason to complain about what we tolerate. What's going on in our country right now is a lack of responsibility before first and foremost God himself, and secondly, your people in your nation. Once we take responsibility before God, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. And what is the love of God? That we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. It really comes down to common sense. You're not going to let somebody just bust into your house and start telling your family what they're going to do. No way. Well, why are you letting this criminal administration do that to you on a national level? On a daily basis, you're being assaulted by this administration. Again, do the math. See, God said if you're not going to keep his commandments, he promised judgment. And you're eating the fruit of your own ways. If you sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. You're sowing nothing, therefore you're reaping corruption. And really, sowing nothing is sowing into the flesh. Because you're get your eyes That's fixed right. on something that doesn't matter. And King David himself prayed, Lord, teach me to hate vanity, worthless things. I don't want to put my time into things that don't matter. So, and anyways, let's rewind. Let's go back to the brother's comment. What's going on in Korea? It shouldn't be going on in the first place. Are you worried about it? No, folks. Look at Russia and look at China. I'm telling you, friends, that's who your enemies are. They're using Islam as a political battering ram. They're using homosexuality to divide America. But pay attention as to what's going on in the outside. Listen to what Abraham Lincoln rightly stated. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. True that. True that.
That's very well put. If you look at this whole thing about North and South Korea, you even look at North Korea, look who's attached to North Korea. I mean, everybody knows that Russia's got the side of North Korea. Everybody knows that China's got the side of North Korea. They use these little countries.
Everybody knows that Bill Clinton's got the side of China. Everybody knows that Barack Hussein has got the side of China, and they're a communist nation, and they're also to be a blueprint for the New World Order. Your enemies, friends, are inside. They are going on. Listen, it's happening inside, not without.
1.3 billion people in that country of China, and all controlled by a communist dictatorship. No, it's called the Republic of China. If you made a point, too, when you sow bad things, of course you reap bad things.
Wait. What did you just say?
Yeah, they call it a republic.
When did they take that back on? Because Mao Zedong eradicated that.
The People's Republic of China.
Yeah,
right?
That's what he overthrew back in the 30s, yeah, and then went to a democracy. Now it's face still, value, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, thank you.
And you got the people in Taiwan that were chased out. But the point is, to your point, was Russia and China, who is backing who? North Korea. These are little controlled playing fields. Mm-hmm. Afghanistan, just a little controlled.
They're fronts.
Do we not remember that Afghanistan was controlled by who? Russia.
Yeah.
So if you take this, though, to what you said before, you sow a bad seed, of course you're going to reap bad. But some people think, well, I didn't sow anything. You're still going to reap bad.
Yeah, you
because
are.
Time is neutral, and criminals are always working at your time. So the only way to really be safe is when you're sowing good, when you're aggressively
always.
Taking ground.
Always.
Otherwise, you're not safe. When you're, as a matter of fact, you're most susceptible when you're not doing anything. You're most vulnerable.
Yeah.
You got to choose a side. It's easy to point the finger, too, like you just said.
It is. Frank in Maryland, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We're making it your show. Go for it, sir.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to comment about 3D printers. Now it's going to revolutionize things. Basically, people are going to have 3D printers in every household.
Did you say parents? Computers? What did you say? Printers or computers?
3D. 3D.
Okay.
3, the number, with D, dog, printers.
Yep. Okay, printers.
Yeah, here.
Oh, okay. Okay, I don't know why we just got that phone call brought through to us, but I was lost on that one.
I'm not sure. I don't think he ever got to make his point. He was talking about printers. I didn't really gather what
printers.
It was. Somehow stopping
okay,
the war.
Okay, well, we got thrown off. Let's
That's
get
right.
back to this. Sorry, guys.
Can Liberty Win do the math? This was just an intro. Bradley just released this column on WorldNet Daily last night. It's right on the front, actually, WND. God is willing to answer us if we are willing to take him at his word. Appeal to heaven. and claim that there is no king but King Jesus in America. These are the models of the revolution, and they must be our models today if we want to see the same victorious results. Now, during this dialogue in your column, you're talking about those that want Jesus to come back, the end timers, and a woman actually emailed us on this. So, Kathy, I want to address this on the air because I said I would to your email. What we're referring to is those that want to be raptured from responsibility. Debating on when, how, or what happens with the rapture, it's really irrelevant. What matters right now is what we're doing with the time that we have right now. So I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you for your sincerity. Thank you for emailing. But I wanted to get on to this next column.
I did respond to her, by the way.
And we shot that off. So just in case you're listening.
Oh, you did see it?
Yep.
Okay.
Because I think a lot of people do. They get into the, you know, the end times. Well, Jesus is coming soon and there's prophecy. Yes, there's biblical
prophecy. And there's no sense in doing anything. I'm trying to figure out what Bible they're reading to sit down.
Two schools of thought.
I guess God is raising up armies now, friends, that when it's time to battle, he pulls them out.
Yeah. And that's
wow.
There's eschatology.
Pretty weird.
Our founders believed in eschatology, too. Christ was coming back soon. So what did they do?
They said,
well, we'd better preach the gospel every creature throughout the world.
You better stand up, and God gave it to him, and 237 years later, we're here.
That's right. If Christ is going to come back, what do you want him to see you doing? Sitting back and hiding in a bunker, collecting food?
He warns of that.
Exactly, because you're
Matthew,
trying to
Mark,
save your
Luke,
own life.
Constantly.
You're not losing your own life. I heard a preacher say once, too, somebody said, what do you think about the end of the world? He said, my end of the world started when I became a Christian.
That's
because
right.
I lost my life now, therefore I can live. And Christ said the contrary. When you try to save your life, you'll lose it. So I hope that clears up any discrepancies from anybody out there so you can get the clear view. We're interested in doing the works that Christ commanded us to do. Mr. Dean, your article on WND was by far the greatest article I have read in the last 12 months. Sometimes the simplicity, this is based on the last WND article, Can Liberty Win? Do the math. Sometimes the simplicity of what needs to be said about the state of the disunion far outweighs the droning on and on of a few radio show hosts. As a matter of fact, one was just referenced in this program. You know the type. They are good.
No, read it, Jake. Read it.
They said the droning on and on of Alex Jones or Gerald Salent.
Yeah.
You know the type. In other words, the end. Fear.
Yeah, that's a due reproof to anybody that sits there and sells fear to the American people without giving them the answers.
And this guy continues.
And God damn that mentality, and I mean that. Literally, God damn, woe unto them men and women that serve that message up to a people, because what it does is it sells fear.
Yep.
It doesn't sell faith. And when we're born of the Spirit of God, we are faith. We are filled with the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. And we are overcomers, and we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. They said it, and it's true. And people are sick and tired of that capitulating message.
Yep. He said, they are good, but your article was absolutely the best. Remember, good can be the enemy to best. It should be required reading in Congress as well as every classroom in this country. The DHS and TSA should have a requirement that someone memorize your article before they can be employed. Well done, Doug. Thank you very much for your email, Doug. And folks, we're getting emails like this on a daily basis.
I had somebody call today. I was talking to someone that was a best-selling author.
Yeah, Josh, just on the show.
Yeah, okay. Well, I can't tell the story now. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHard. StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-877-807-9977. Wow. Folks need to get sleep. Or something. Listen to what John Knox said, the great reformer, the Scottish reformer. He said, one man with God is always in the majority. Folks, when I ponder the history of the heroes of the faith, for example, Moses confronting Pharaoh, you know, the meekest man alive. Meekness means power under control, friends, under God's control. Or David confronting Goliath, you know, that young man that didn't know any better. He's trying to figure out why Saul was standing there looking at Goliath, defying the armies of the living God. Or what of Gideon and his small army of 300 standing against the oppressive Midianites? Remember, Gideon was afraid to go. The first thing God told him to do is tear down his father's altars. Amen. Hallelujah to that. Or what of King Hezekiah when he confronted Sennacherib?
I like that.
Sennacherib.
Sennacherib.
The king of Assyria.
He's from the Middle East.
Yeah,
so
Sennacherib. Snack.
Snacky. I like, what did you say was the first one?
Sennacherib.
Sennacherib. That's
dude,
right.
Some, you got to break him up into like syllables or something. But the king of Assyria, the odds were against them. When observing the circumstances, I see they had every reason in the world to think that defeat was on the horizon. In America, we can look back to our forefathers, namely all 56 signers, and we know the odds that were set against them as well. Our small colonial army was fighting against a tyrant who had the strongest military in the world. His name is King George, a tyrant who was opposing them at every turn, even willing to send foreign mercenaries to destroy their families. as they were set to steal away everything that rightfully belonged unto them. Now, in the present, similar circumstances surround the American people on a daily basis. We, the people, are confronted with assaults to our foundations, both biblically and constitutionally, but not from an enemy without, but an enemy from within. With every true life scenario before us, I have noticed the direction that these courageous men and women took without fail. They always set their face towards heaven, and they called upon the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the name of Jesus. Because they were willing to meet God on his terms, Isaiah 66:2, and they were always prepared to fight for their rights that God gave them. And did God answer? Yes, of course he did. He answered them mightily. Case in point, I came across the following statistics, which lay out my premise perfectly. During the Revolutionary War, only 3% of the people actually fought against Britain. Only 10% of the citizens actively supported that 3%. Approximately 20% considered themselves to be on the side of the revolution, but they did not actively participate. Towards the climactic end of the war, approximately 30% actually fought on the side of the British. The rest of the citizens had no disposition either way. They didn't care, friends. They were caught up in the affairs of life. They didn't want anything to do with what they deemed to be, well, a political issue. Our founders and our biblical heroes are a great cloud of witnesses that God is willing to answer if we are willing to take him at his word. Appeal to heaven and claim that there is no king but King Jesus in America. These were the models of the revolution, and they must be our models today if we want to see the same victorious results. Isn't it interesting that everybody's got an idea or a new direction as to the direction that they should take it to an attempt or an attempt to bring forth resolve? But they all fail. And when I bring you the answer, and his name is Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, everybody thinks, well, you know, we've heard this before. Well, that's great that you've heard it, but have you applied your faith before? Probably not. Well, we can see in the natural, our veterans apply their faith all the time, those that serve us in the military. Well, that's great that they're doing their thing to preserve our liberties, but when it comes to us back at home, well, you know, it doesn't apply to us. We don't have to do anything. We can sit in the lap of luxury, or we can just put our head on the false pillow of grace that our preacher tells us of. Or what we can do is we can stand up and fight the good fight of faith, and we can win the day. Friends, Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he stated, when people get caught up with that which is right and they are willing to sacrifice it, he said there's no stopping point short of victory. So, America, I got the question that I want to lay to your candor. Do you still have the right to do the right thing? Do you still have the freedom to do the right thing? Yes, you do. So then what is the excuse? There isn't one.
I was going to say, I'm not going to give any. There isn't any to give because it doesn't exist. I'm just reading the end of the Declaration of Independence and the oath that our, you know, you could call them political leaders. Our first political leaders are statesmen of this country that helped establish the foundation and the Constitution. Well, ultimately, the Declaration, our independence from a different nation to create a new nation. They said at the end of the Declaration, and for the support of this Declaration, in other words, the words we just spoke, the words we just wrote. Now, this is happening every day on a daily basis. Congress is writing bills. Congress is coming up with ideas. They're getting on talk show hosts. They're talking. But this is the end.
That's all they do is talk.
For the support of this declaration. Exactly. But our founders took it a step further. With a firm reliance upon the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
Camaraderie.
You brought the fact that the veterans, they live up to their oath every single day. Why? Because they put their blood on the line.
Yes, they do.
And
literally.
How many folks, I mean, who should we really listen to? Somebody who believes so much in what they do that they get on and do an interview on television? Or somebody who believes so much in what they do that they actually will risk their lives for it.
Well, listen to what Daniel Webster said. Listen carefully, friends. Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. He said, miracles do not cluster. And what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Daniel Webster said, hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the world. What is under attack, friends?
Yeah, I, you know what I love? That's exactly what's under attack. And I love his foreign policy. Notice he said there will be anarchy all over the world.
Yep.
So did he say that the Americans need to send their troops all over the world to make sure anarchy doesn't break out in North and South Korea, North and South Vietnam, Afghanistan, Egypt? He didn't say that at all.
Yeah.
He said take care of your own backyard, and by doing that, you will shed light, and that will prevent anarchy from busting out throughout the world.
And if not, well, the condition upon which God hath given liberty to man is eternal vigilance. Which condition, if he break, servitude is at once the consequence of his crime and the punishment of his guilt.
Yeah.
We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
Let me say that again. The condition upon which God hath given liberty to man is eternal vigilance. Which condition, if he break, in other words, he disobeys the doings of the works as unto God because he's saved by grace through faith, and that not of himself, it's a gift of God. He said, servitude is at once the consequence of his crime and the punishment of his guilt. What is everybody complaining about? Unjust laws. And what do unjust laws do? They bring you back into Egypt, back into bondage, right? So here we are, America.
The crime is lack of vigilance.
It is, and it's so... I don't even like... Every time we get on the radio, Jake, we say the same thing, and it's like... It's like Eleazar, the son of Dodo, who didn't turn around and rebuke those that didn't do anything. He just went out and did the job.
Yeah.
You know, and when he went out and did the job, they were nowhere to be found to help him along in the battle. Mm-hmm. But when he brought the victories back, the liberty back, everybody was there asking for a handout.
That's right. They were the type that said, we got your back, Eleazar. You're way back.
Yes.
And as they gaze upon to watch, because they do... They'll sit and watch you. They won't partake with you.
Oh, they'll nitpick you.
Yes,
they'll critique you.
See. And then all of a sudden when you succeed, they'll cheer, and then they'll come up and try to get some of the spoil, if there's any spoil to be gotten. Another thing, too, to this point, is crime is a lack of vigilance. We say the same thing over and over. You made up that point. It's because truth never changes. So
it's a crime not to live for what men fought and bled to die and died to give us.
Absolutely.
That's the crime.
Yep.
Yes.
And it's our job to preserve that, because just because men and bled and died once doesn't mean it will sustain itself. It requires our love towards that sacrifice to uphold it. Who was it? The Harriet Tubman who said, "I freed 1,000 slaves."
I'd have freed 1,000 more had they known that they were slaves. Yep.
And going back to Philpott Curran, his last quote that we just read, how many people don't even realize that they're slaves? Sitting in America right now, nobody would like to think that, well, I'm told what to do. Can I just ask you, how does this administration require that you be a citizen? You do what they say to do. I mean, it went even so far to the fact that if you don't do commerce, you're actually doing commerce if you look through health care. The government is saying by not doing something, we can tax you.
Right.
That's how
Look at all these handouts, these entitlements that they're giving away to people. They don't realize that those entitlements are paid by themselves and their posterity.
Slaves.
Yeah, see, like the younger generation, they think that this is free, this is great.
Yep.
No. Your kids are going to pay for that, and so are you.
Yeah. I mean, even look at just health care again as an example. Well, we're going to give it to the states. Well, first of all, it comes from the federal treasury. Well, if that even exists anymore. But it goes to the states for a couple of years. Then after that, the state is left with what? A noose around the neck, shackles around the ankles, because now they have to perform to their end of the duty.
Don't know what you got till it's gone.
That's
you don't want me to sing because I'm a drummer.
But
folks, it's really true.
It is the truth.
You don't know what you got until it's gone. Ask a man that's thrown in jail for one night, what it was like. He comes out, and what does he say?
Oh.
I didn't realize how much I love my freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Folks, you're being thrown in jail through your inaction, your apathy, through your silence.
Boy, that's,
sorry I have to say it, but you know what?
Point.
I'm not.
Because if you even look at that, again, going back to the quote, crime is a lack of vigilance. But you'd say, well, that's not a crime. I'm not doing anything wrong. No, you're not being vigilant. Therefore, you will end up in jail. And isn't that where criminals
end up? I just seen someone post, because, folks, I don't know why it is, but you love to text us during the radio show. But in saying that, someone posted a picture with thousands and thousands of shoes. And these were the people that were waiting to impeach, waiting for the transfer from Hitler to the next chancellor of Germany. But they didn't get that far because they didn't impeach Hitler.
Right.
Yeah, they just... thought it would go away and had nothing to do with them. Folks, Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty. Company, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm enjoying the show daily, and I want to thank you guys. You really opened my eyes, and what I thought I once knew, I know now, was not really the right thing, even from the preachers that I'd heard speak and preach.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know the truth when we hear it. So I know you're telling the truth daily.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. God grants liberty only to those who love it and are always ready to guard and defend it, said, again, Daniel Webster. I like this one, too. Samuel Adams, he was a Sons of Liberty, a political agitator.
Yep. Father of the Revolution.
He said, the truth is, all might be free if they valued freedom and defended it as they ought. Amen. I'm serious. It's a different language to me when I see this on a daily basis. I literally, the emails and the responses of the people in what the state-run media magnifies, I'm sitting there saying to myself, I turned the radio on for about 2 minutes today. Oh, I did it. And I kicked myself instantly. Just talking about they and they and they and they and they and what they are doing and what they are doing. I just got a question. Who is letting they do what they are getting away with? You are. And I was talking about the conservative radio. It's just like, and they magnify it in the American people. They listen to it like, yeah, I'm getting at them. And that's yeah, right. They're doing this and they're doing that. I'm going to jump in this fight too. Wait a second. Listen to what you're saying. Look what they are doing. These guys on the radio, they're a bunch of losers. Who wants to follow a coach that's not winning the game? You want to follow a coach that's winning the game? Let me tell you, he's the captain of your salvation. Amen. His name is Jesus Christ.
Come on.
Come on.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
There is no other
team.
We
overcome by the blood of the Lamb in the word of our Amen. Testimony. Oh, and they no love not their lives unto death. Hmm? Come on, guys.
And they establish the liberties that we have right now in this day and age.
And during the revolution, the speech wasn't capitulation. Yeah. It wasn't defeatism. It wasn't succumbism. to the enemy. It was, no, we're going to overcome the enemy in Jesus' name. And they did just that. And 237 years later, we're here.
Here we are.
The language is completely up on its head.
Yep.
Folks, I mean, literally, just turn the radio on. It's just almost humorous. Dude, you are magnifying the defeats, and you have millions of people listening to you that are stupid like you are.
it's
amazing to me.
The way we could prove the results, let's just say that, because it only matters in demonstration of truth. If you look at any reformer, they didn't just yell at the abuses of those that were abusing, but they pointed the finger at those that were being abused and saying, why are you tolerating this? We took talk
even
radio.
Even to their kids, folks. They'll even tolerate crimes against their children and only talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
That shows you what man has become without Christ.
That's right.
How's that working out for America? Yep. It's not.
Yep. If we took all talk radio today in this day and age, not all of them, but a majority of them, especially
of course
prime
not the
time,
Sons of Liberty.
That's for sure. But especially those in prime time, we took what they did. Let's just say that a person came to this country, they couldn't understand English. So they watched the lives of these talkers. Of course, they couldn't understand a word they're saying on the radio. So it doesn't really matter what they're saying on the radio. But what are they doing? Could somebody come over here that didn't understand the English language and see the effectiveness and the fruitfulness of talkers these days? Because what difference does it make if you tickle their ears? That's not changing anything.
Yeah.
You should be able to, not even without understanding their voice, be able to see the change that they're bringing about. Can you see that, folks?
Well, let's say it this way. If you look at the conservative again today, the professed patriot, the professed Christian, I'm talking about the majority, okay? Are they the ones that fought, bled, and died to give you what you have today that they would give their voice over to the enemy? No way.
No way.
But yet, we hear, if I was a foreigner and I came into this country, I would say to myself, how is it that they'd have the liberty that they have if people in this country talk in the manner in which they talk?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense.
And then as a foreigner, you would look at the liberties and you'd say, well, wait a minute, your liberties are going away on a daily basis. They're being taken from you by force because you're voluntarily giving them up.
Yeah.
You'd see the fruit. The liberty is dissipating. We had foreigners that came
to this
country.
This is what they're magnifying. They're magnifying the crimes against the American people, and they are profiting from it, friends.
Instead of turning to their audience and say, listen, you know, you got 4.6 million people listening to me right now. What in the world are you doing with your liberty? Don't tick anybody off. You're going to lose some sponsors doing that.
But wait a second, friends. And what we need to keep in perspective here is we're not asking you to break the law. We're asking you to magnify the law against those that are breaking the law.
Right.
You have the lawful, and not only do you have listen, folks, not only do you have God on your side and the law on your side, you have a responsibility to do the right thing.
You sure do.
You absolutely do, friends. Listen, I want to take it to a foreigner.
Can I take it to that responsibility?
This is Alex de Tocqueville, but go ahead. This is important. This is a foreigner.
It's right in the Declaration of Independence. Object events is a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, talking about the citizenry.
Yep.
The Declaration of Independence declares to us, not King George, us, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for future security.
Jake. Did you hear what Planned Parenthood is doing today? They're talking about letting the baby come out of the womb and let it die on the table.
This
hey, folks,
awful.
Did you hear that?
Can you believe that's happening?
Hey, support my sponsors, okay?
Hey,
Jake,
so I can tell you
did you hear
it.
That in California they're trying to pass a bill that normalizes pedophilia?
Oh, can you believe it? Probably a Democrat.
Why are people not up in arms over this?
Literally.
You know what they should be saying is...
Or talking about your kids. Why is there a gun debate? There is no debate. Why are you... You see the crimes of corruption in government and you let it go. Can I bring it over to Alex de Tocqueville? Were you done?
Because you're talking about foreigners being able to come over in this nation. They should be able to see liberty, not hear talkers.
That's right. That's right.
And
what
people
made
did
us
at one
great.
Time, historically.
Yeah, totally.
When our country was founded, foreigners came over here.
It's all over, man. It's all over. Oh, Jesus
what they're
is
doing.
Coming back.
Look what they're
know.
Doing.
God's on his throne.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Let's
Hallelujah.
Turn that radio on, man. Let's talk to our favorite. Let's listen to our favorite conservative radio show. Tell us the bad news today.
Get the boat ready.
How are they negotiating and debating away our rights today? That's great.
Let's go hunting.
And they turn it on. And folks, people listen to this garbage. Alex de Tocqueville, a French historian, came to America in the 1800s. This is what he said. And I'm going to take this call here in just a second here. I went at your biddings and passed along their thoroughfares of trade. I ascended their mountains and went down their valleys. I visited their manufactories, he called them. their commercial markets, their emporiums of trade. I entered their judicial courts and legislative halls, but I sought everywhere in vain for the secret of America's success. Until I entered the church, it was there as I listened to the soul-equalizing and soul-elevating principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As they fell from Sabbath to Sabbath upon the masses of the people, that I learned why America was great and free and why France was a slave.
Exactly. That's exactly right. France is a slave. It's
what was the difference between the European governments and American governments, said Thomas Jefferson? The difference was heaven and hell.
That's quite a contrast.
Pretty interesting stuff. We got Dave calling from San Francisco. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend.
Oh, yeah, howdy. You know, I was interested in how we're being tricked into abiding by what would be seen as the God of Mammon. You know, it's pretty easy to see that the discussion of the day is not really being led into an issue of how we can look to the seventh generation or how we can look yep. toward developing God's green earth as good stewards. We're instead allowing the discussion of the day to be told why we have to crush the poor, why we have to praise the rich, why we have to you know, close down the hospitals and not heal the sick, not feed the poor. So it's interesting to hear how this God of Mammon is taking control of our discussion of the day, and you know, the merchants in the temple are kind of lapping it up.
Good point.
Well, what does the Bible say? It says the love of money is the root of all evil. Money, commerce, it's a means of exchange between people so we can prosper. That can't be our focus. The Bible says to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And in turn, you will love your neighbor as yourself. They'll be fulfilling of that. Folks, we're a ministry that takes donations. But you know what? Those donations don't go to our coffers. They go to bring forth fruit. And we bring you that fruit
for
every single week.
For your American cause.
Exactly. Because
yes.
without the American cause, you and I, it's a myth. You don't have free business, free enterprise. You don't have that in a country that's not based on biblical principles. And if you do, you'll denigrate down to an area where David from San Francisco was just telling us, where the love of money becomes the end of all things. And folks, I do want
the love of money.
That's right.
Money within itself is not evil. It's the love of money that's
right.
evil. Yes.
And what does God say? Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and
strength. He said, thou shalt not covet.
Hate the things of the world. Mm. Now, money is a means. And folks, you know what? I'm going to ask right now. Your donations are necessary to our ministry. But again, for what purpose? To bring forth fruit. The Bible says to seek first the kingdom of God. All these things shall be added unto you. And we ask to bear fruit unto your account. This is our country together. Many of you don't have the time to go out and do assembly programs. Many of you don't have the time to address the media topics and issues that we do. But we are able, and we promise to bear fruit on your account. You can donate today at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and get fed. Go read the last column that Bradley just wrote. It's on the front of WND.com. And be blessed by the fact there is hope.
Yeah.
And find the hope. It's
and
in
thank
Christ.
You for the support that
Amen.
We have received, friends. It's very important that you do understand that you are the reason why we
That's
are
right.
here today. Without you, we cannot do it. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Thank you for the call, San Francisco. Dave in San Francisco. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Hopefully tomorrow it's not going to be as scattered.
You 2 hours tomorrow.
I'm just going to hold the calls over until it's time. Yeah, because that was a little weird.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.